And with that, 6 o'clock exactly. Time to rise and shine. Most of you will say, well, I've been up since early, early this morning. And that's quite all right, because it's the last day of January. Can you believe it? Sounds so futuristic. 2025, aiming at 2030. Greeting you from God's footstool this morning, God's gift to South Africa, where we proclaim on the airwaves freely in this country, because we believe it, we love the word of the Lord, and we proclaim that Jesus is God Himself, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, a triune trinity that we worship, three in one. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer, our Lord, and our Savior. And it is in His name that I say to you, Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela, Dumela, Machelonia, Vudi, good morning, Goeiemore. It's lekker om saam met jou te kan kuier op hierdie Vrydag, die 31ste. Can you believe it? January, done and dusted. Never to return again. Gone into all eternity. Aiming for February. Something very interesting about February that's around the corner. There's exactly 4 Mondays, 4 Tuesdays, 4 Wednesdays. Yeah, you guessed it. 4 Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Uniquely, once every 800 years. And you're going to be part of this month. For many of us, we hear it, and so what? Life just goes on. But it's very interesting to know these things. Was reading the newspaper headlines this morning, in the early hours of this morning. Not a good thing to do, especially when you're at Radio Pulpit's studio and I have to share God's word with you. But there's a newspaper heading that caught my eye, and it's a frightening. It's from the Sowetan. And the Sowetan reports police statistics that indicates that 250 children are reported missing each year and are never located or reunited with their families. The story continues to say a heartbroken mum, a mother, that told the newspaper that clothes and toys are a constant reminder of a daughter's absence. I cannot even begin to imagine. It blows the mind if their parents are 250 children missing each year. This country, South Africa, over which we preach 33,000 sermons every Sunday, and yet 250 children reported missing each year, never located, never reunited with their families. It's a frightening thing. By God's grace, the children that the Lord has blessed me with is now all grown up and living their own lives, but across the street from me, my neighbors, Mike and Maritza, the Lord has blessed them with the most beautiful, beautiful, innocent looking. She is just stunning, a little princess by the name of Kelsey. And when I look at little Kelsey, I see the hand of the Lord. I see innocence personified. I see beauty. I see God's word. Because this scripture that says, and so they were coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples came to Jesus and said, so who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know what the Lord Jesus did? He called a little Kelsey. He called a little child to him and placed the child amongst them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Listen to this. Truly, I tell you, this is the Jesus that I've just greeted you, the one in whose name I just greeted you. These words were spoken on this spinning rock, earth, many thousands of years ago. Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. The Bible says, therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And when I think of this little Kelsey and how she lives life and how happy she is, and she lives all about emotion, and, you know, it is just stunning to watch her growing up. I can almost say I knew little Kelsey when she was still in Mum's tummy and Maritza's tummy. And my wife and I saw this family, the expectation. Little Kelsey was born, and now I think she's going for four. She's three now. But isn't it interesting that even in Jesus' early ministry, the children were brought to him so that he could lay hands on them and pray for them. And these disciples, these grown-up dudes, these men, turned the children away. And Jesus said, let the children come to me. Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven, to them belong such as these. You'll find it in Mark 10:14, King James Version. And if you look at the scriptures, Jesus was displeased with his disciples for their actions. Matthew 19:15, and he blessed the children. And he blessed the children. Why did disciples try and keep the children away from Jesus? And what did Jesus mean when he said, let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belong to such as these? You know, in the times of the Lord Jesus Christ, not like today, the kids were not necessarily regarded special, particularly endearing, maybe to their own parents. But many cultures today look on children, yeah, well, they're sweet, they're innocent, even wise. But Jewish culture in that day, those way back when, probably did not see children in such optimistic terms. It's wonderful to think of the Lord Jesus Christ interacting with children. And I couldn't help but think this morning, when I read this from the Sowetan, it's a frightening thing. 250 children we're talking about, missing each year, never ever to be located and reunited with their families. Just think on that. Maybe you're a parent yourself this morning. Children are needy. They're dependent. They know almost nothing about life. They function mostly just on emotion rather than reason. And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. The Bible says, we are to become like children, not childish. But Luke 10:21 says, in the same way, in the same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding and revealed them to little children. Ek het ons het gesegde hier by Radio Council, I have seen men and women with more degrees than a thermometer, and they drown in God's word. And I've seen little children come and visit us at Radio Pulpit, and they splash around. They love the Lord Jesus Christ. They love God's word. Hulle plas in die evangelie rond. Father, for such was your gracious will Isn't it the beautiful scripture? Luke 10:21. Galatians 4:19. My little children, for whom I am again in anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. God speaks to us, refers to us as his children. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you, yes, right inside of you, right there where you're listening to this radio broadcast now, is greater than he who is in the world. Christ in us. Christ in us. Jesus told those following him, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children. Yes, sir, you that are a judge listening to this radio broadcast. Yes, sir, you that are a lawyer. You that is part of parliament. You that's in a position of authority and think, well, I've made it. I've arrived. I live in the right neighborhood, got the right titles. And Jesus says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Children needs to be blessed. We need to pray for those 250 children, and that's just in the Sowetan. How many kids out there we do not know about? God wants to bless our children. Parents should be encouraged to bring their children to the Lord Jesus at an early age and teach them his ways. Jesus had regard for the weakest and the most vulnerable amongst us, our children. The leaders of tomorrow, the mums and dads of tomorrow, the presidents of tomorrow, the MECs, school principals, teachers. No matter how compassionate Jesus' followers are, Jesus himself is more compassionate still. And those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ, as you listen to this radio broadcast in the early hours of this morning, we say we must come to the Lord in humility, as children do. We must come to the Lord in faith, as children do, in simplicity, as children. And so, I want to ask you, maybe your kids are all grown up. Time is catching up with me, and it just so stirred my heart in the early hours of this morning when I read the newspaper heading in the Sowetan, God loves children. God loves his children. Trust in him, even when life is terrifying and sad and makes no sense, is what makes a believer a child of the Most High God. The Bible says, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. John 6:37. God loves his children. The Lord loves you. Yes, the Lord loves you. But he's using our kids as an example in the early hours of this morning to say, take note. Truly, truly, I say to you, behold, and you better behold. Being great in God's kingdom is not about prestige or privilege. You need to know this. But it involves responsibility. It involves sacrifice. Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross. People don't like that scripture. You want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. Whoever wants to save their lives will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Listen, what good will it be for somebody to gain the whole world and forfeit their soul? We've spoken about this on this radio station. There are people selling kidneys, they are selling parts of their liver, but nobody will sell their eyes, their sight. What about your soul? What is the price of a human soul? Let me tell you. The God of heaven and earth laid down his life for your soul. There's no greater price ever been paid in the existence of the universe, of the earth, anywhere, ever. We're talking about a God, our God, the one and only true God, Jesus, that came to this world and gave his life so that you can have life this morning. To be great is to serve self-sacrificially. To be great in God's kingdom is about giving oneself for the sake of God's glory and for the benefit of others. And you need to start. Who said in my life? I've known somebody that said in my life, it's only the grave digger that starts at the top. It's only the grave digger that starts at the top. Rather than striving to be the greatest in this world, it's just part of our human nature. I want to be different. I don't want to be like those people. I want to achieve something, do something with my life, become something. Listen, we should simply trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, serve others, serving him. Positions of power are meant to be positions of service. I know you don't like what you're hearing, but it's true. God's word says it. Jesus was the one who washed feet. Positions of power are meant to be positions of service. And so I trust that as you listen, in Matthew 5, I read it the other night in my quiet time, and it was such a blessing. Because how often, you know, we treat the Word of God, I've read that, I know that, been there. We treat it like a flu shot. Did that way back then. But I read Matthew 5 and verse 5 again. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5, 5. What is valued in God's kingdom is the loving way he loved us, selflessly. And so we ought to become like little children, putting ourselves on the altar and say, Lord, help me to die to self this morning. Help me to die to self. And when you do that, let's pray and say, Lord, in this country that claims Christianity, somebody said, well, there was nothing else on the tick box. It was either Christianity or all these other faiths. But, and hence the mistaken understanding that South Africa is a Christian country. Ons het weggedwaal van die Here af. When police statistics indicates that 250 children are reported missing each year, never to be located, never to be reunited with their families, ons het afgedwaal van die Here. And I can never in my wildest imagination understand what a heartbroken mother and father. I've been watching these stories unfold in the Middle East of these hostages been returned to their mums and dads, and I watch those video clips. They burst out in tears. They hug and kiss each other. That so touches your heart. And that's how it will be when we enter heaven. with this mindset when we see our Heavenly Dad, our Daddy God. But here on earth, right now, there are heartbroken parents. And the only reminder is the clothes and the toys. I want to pray a blessing over you this morning. Let me just fade the music. It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock already. Let's just get rid of the music in the background, not to influence the atmosphere. But I want to pray a blessing over you this morning, over you, your house. And Lord, we ask by some miracle, Lord, we ask for your intervention. I ask, Lord, that James 1:5, Lord, we give our police, the detectives, give them wisdom, give them a driving passion, give them, Lord, wherever somebody is listening right now, who's working cold cases on missing children, Lord, give, open their minds. That through this morning, Lord, we as South Africans would intercede and cry out and say, Lord, bless us. Reunite us with our children. A gift from God. The responsibility to raise God-fearing children, God-loving children. And we pray for that this morning. And I ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our minds. Here, gee ons 'n passie vir ons kinders. Gee ons 'n passie, Here, vir ons kinders in Suid-Afrika. Lord, those that are lost and nobody knows where they are this morning, please, Lord, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name.